Hello, everybody. You're listening to Let's Master English, and my name is Coach Shane. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Let's Master English, the podcast. It's the holiday season. Yep, for everybody. I mean, you know, the Christians, they have Christmas. The Jewish people have Hanukkah. Kwanzaa is a popular holiday in Africa. We have New Year's on January 1st. Of course, New Year's Eve, December 31st. In Russia, I think it's, oh, I hope I'm right, January 7th is the Russian New Year. For the Muslims, on January 3rd, it's the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad. Now, I do know for some Muslims, or maybe actually many Muslims, I'm not exactly sure, they don't actually celebrate the birthday of Muhammad, but I think some do. And I also know that the Shia Muslims actually celebrate on a different day. Yes, I did my research on the internet. But anyway, it's a special day for, I'm sure, the Muslim people. It's something that they all recognize. And then, of course, we have the Lunar New Year in China and in South Korea and in Vietnam, they say Tet. So there are so many celebrations, so many holidays, and I want to say happy holidays to all of you. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Maybe you'll listen to me during your vacation. Do you have a vacation? Is there a special place that you are going to go, that you're going to visit? Well, of course, on Christmas Eve, I will be with my mom, dad, and sister. We're going to open presents. I don't know what I will be receiving. It better be good. I bought my mom and dad and sister a gift, and unfortunately, nothing too big, but hopefully they will like their presents. The gift doesn't matter. It's the thought that counts. Isn't that true? I hope so. Anyway, once again, happy holidays to everybody. Today, we got a full podcast as usual. So enough chit-chat. Let's begin. Tis the season to be giving. But don't break the law. A judge in Florida will decide once and for all if volunteer groups and churches can legally feed the poor for free. This has been an issue in the U.S. with laws making it nearly impossible to help your down-and-out neighbor. Feedings must be 500 feet away from residences. Portable toilets must be available, and so on. This is shocking news to me. This story makes me angry, and I've heard about this story, especially over the past several years. I don't know what it is like in your country, but especially during the holiday season, isn't it good to help, to volunteer, to, I mean, if there's a homeless family, you know, mom, dad, a couple of kids, wouldn't it be nice to be able to, I don't know, make them a meal? Especially on Christmas Day or New Year's Day, there are special dishes, turkey or ham or something, to be able to give them this free meal and to say, you know, we're thinking about you. I think it's a nice thing. But in America, believe it or not, it's illegal. It really is illegal to do that in many places. And I think it's ridiculous. Personally, I think it's ridiculous. Let me read the story to you one more time, a little bit slower, okay? Tis the season to be giving, but don't break the law. A judge in Florida will decide once and for all if volunteer groups and churches can legally feed the poor for free. This has been an issue in the U.S. with laws making it nearly impossible to help your down-and-out neighbor. Feedings must be 500 feet away from residences. Portable toilets must be available, and so on. Okay, so it's sad news. It is. It's just sad news. What can I say? Anybody who is homeless, anybody who is hungry, it's a tragedy. The holidays, if you have nothing, if you have no family, no money, no house, no food, especially during the holidays, it's much more difficult. Because the holidays in America, Christmas, or maybe in your country, New Year's, or whatever, the holidays, it's family time. It's time that you should be with your family, warm, happy, loved. And if you have nothing, it's very, very difficult. So this is sad news. So let's go back to the first sentence. "Tis the season to be giving." So tis, this is actually Old English. And the long form, it is. It is the season. So Old English, tis the season. It is the season to be giving. To be giving. Giving as in sharing, as in giving to other people. Charity, giving love, giving thanks, giving gifts, giving food, giving assistance, giving help. It's the season to be giving. This is Christmas, and for most Americans, we think of Santa Claus and receiving presents, but also giving gifts. Christmas in America really is the season to be giving. Now, there's actually a song. "Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la." Yeah, "tis the season to be jolly." It is the season to be happy. That's a Christmas song. So the season refers to not just the season as in winter, but specifically the Christmas period. Okay? And, you know, we have Christmas Day, but there's also Christmas Eve. I would say the season probably begins from at least December 15th, and it continues to at least January 2nd or January 3rd. So all those holidays, all this period in America, that's the season. And this is the season to be giving, but don't break the law. Don't break the law. Follow the laws. Don't do anything illegal. And this is crazy. So here we go into the story. The first important sentence. A judge in Florida will decide once and for all if volunteer groups and churches can legally feed the poor for free. So a judge. What is a judge? He is the man or woman at the court, C-O-U-R-T, who makes the decisions, guilty or not guilty, go to jail or go free. This is the idea, the judge. So a judge, there is one judge in Florida. America has 50 states. Florida is one of those states. It's in the far southeast of America. Miami is the famous city, along with Orlando, which has many tourist attractions. So, a judge in Florida will decide. Yes, judges make final decisions once and for all. This is a great expression. Once and for all. O-N-C-E, once and for, F-O-R, all. A-L-L, the pronunciation again. Once and for all. Once and for all. It means finally. Finally. This is the final decision, once and for all. A judge in Florida will decide, once and for all, if, what will he decide? If volunteer groups, people that get together to do something nice for other people, and churches, not just Christian churches, but also mosques, and synagogues, and temples, and any type of religious organization. So the judge will decide if volunteer groups and churches can legally, L-E-G-A-L-L-Y, legally feed the poor for free. Believe it or not, this is a problem, a legal problem in America. In many cities, in many states, you cannot give food for free to poor people. It's illegal. Isn't that crazy? So throwing away food in the garbage is okay. But let's say you have an apple and you bought the apple yesterday, but now it's like a day old and you're not going to eat it. So you see a poor guy, you could give it to him because the apple's still fine, or you could throw it in the trash. Legally, you can throw it in the garbage, but it is not legal to give the apple to the homeless guy in many cities. Isn't that horrible? I just can't believe that. That's so shocking to me. It's to protect the poor people. That's what they say. It's to protect the poor people from receiving possibly bad food, old food, from maybe possibly getting sick from, you know, dishes or cooking things that are not perfectly clean. That's what they say. A judge in Florida will decide once and for all if volunteer groups and churches can legally feed the poor for free. Next sentence. This has been an issue in the U.S. with laws making it nearly impossible to help your down and out neighbor. This, feeding the poor for free, has been an issue. This has been a problem in the U.S., in the United States. Why? Because of laws. With laws. There are laws regarding feeding the poor for free. And what about those laws? With laws making it nearly impossible to help your down and out neighbor. Your neighbor. People who live near you, down and out. Unlucky, homeless, jobless, moneyless, penniless. That's the idea. In America, if you have a neighbor or somebody who lives in your community and they're homeless, they're jobless, they're penniless, it's nearly impossible, it's almost impossible to help them. Because you might injure them. Your food that you give them might make them sick. I don't know. It's just crazy to me. It's really, really sad. Down and out. It's a very good expression. Once again, down and out. Down and out. You can say down dash and dash out. Down and out. Homeless. Jobless. Penniless. No money. No home. No job. Sometimes you can say like, oh, these days Coach Shane is down and out. And the idea is he's depressed. So it can also mean depressed. But in this case, we really do mean somebody who has nothing. So what kind of laws are there that make it nearly impossible to help your down and out neighbor? Well, here's a couple laws. Next sentence. Feedings must be 500 feet away from residences. So a residence, that's a place where people live. Residence, the spelling R-E-S-I-D-E-N-C-E-S, a residence, a place where somebody lives. So if you're going to feed anybody, it must be 500 feet away from any house, okay? 500 feet, I don't know what that's about, 350 meters, something like that, 360, 370 meters. Okay, that's not too difficult. But actually, 370 meters, that's a long way. And in the city, there are homes, there are residences everywhere in the city. So feeding homeless people in the city actually becomes very difficult. Because in the city, within 370 meters, there's probably a residence. Okay, so that's one law. Another law, portable toilets must be available. Portable toilets must be available. Do you understand a portable toilet? It's like, you know, a toilet, but that is portable. You can move the toilet. So if you're going to feed 10 people, you have to bring a portable toilet. If you're going to feed 100 people, you have to bring like 10 portable toilets. Isn't this crazy? And depending on the number of people, you need more toilets. And so on. And so on. And there are other crazy laws. For example, if you're going to be serving food, your utensils, the bowls, the plates, the cooking stuff, all must be perfectly clean as in a restaurant. So trust me, your home, anything you cook in a home, in some homes, they're perfectly clean. But in many homes, in many kitchens, in the church kitchen sometimes, it's just not perfectly clean. But that's okay. But no, it's not. Not if you're going to feed the homeless people. It's really tough. Oh, and of course, you need permission from the government or from the owner of the property. You need permission. And you usually have to apply. So if you want to feed the homeless on Christmas Eve, then you have to apply to the government 3 months before. So September 24th, you have to put in your application to feed the homeless on December 24th. 3 months. And, you know, December 25th, you can't. Also, if they give you permission to feed the homeless on September, for December 24th, you cannot do that again for 3 months. You can only do it once every 3 months if you're approved. Why? Why? I don't know. It's an issue in America. It's ridiculous. People get arrested. People get put in jail for feeding the homeless. I think it's so sad. It's so ridiculous. And it's so true. It really does happen. It really does. We need some changes. Whatever happened to helping out your neighbor freely? Just to help. We don't need the government to say, make sure you clean those forks. Oh, that fork is dirty. You can no longer feed anybody. Seriously, one dirty fork and you will be kicked out of the park for feeding homeless people. Dangerous, you know, infected, dirty, unsanitary food. It's terrible. It's ridiculous. What is it like in your country? Can you feed the homeless? No problem. Can you, if you have some leftover, you have dinner tonight and there's some leftover soup, could you bring that soup to a homeless person? No problem. You can't in America. It's illegal. At least where I live. In the city I live, it is illegal. Go to jail. Pay a fine. It's ridiculous. I don't like it. I think it's really sad. It is the season to be giving. Tis the season to be giving. And they should let us give. If we're lucky enough to have enough to give, then let us give to the people who need it. It's sad news, but I just want you to remember that there are people during the holidays, there are people who are suffering. And if we have a chance, if there's anything we can do, let's give. Let's help them out. At least if you're a religious person, at least say a prayer. If you're not a religious person, at least, you know, think a nice positive thought. Smile at the person, a genuine smile. Give them a dollar. You know, whatever. Do something, I guess. Okay, that's it. Enough of this depressing stuff. Let's listen to the story two more times. The vocabulary, the expressions today, to be giving. Tis the season. It is the season. It is the time to be giving, to be charitable. Once and for all, finally, an issue, a problem, nearly, almost, down and out, down and out, homeless, jobless, penniless, residences, a place or places where people live. Let's check it out two more times. The first time, nice and slow. The second time, normal speed. Here we go. 'Tis the season to be giving, but don't break the law. A judge in Florida will decide once and for all if volunteer groups and churches can legally feed the poor for free. This has been an issue in the U.S., with laws making it nearly impossible to help your down-and-out neighbor. Feedings must be 500 feet away from residences. Portable toilets must be available, and so on. 'Tis the season to be giving, but don't break the law. A judge in Florida will decide once and for all if volunteer groups and churches can legally feed the poor for free. This has been an issue in the U.S., with laws making it nearly impossible to help your down-and-out neighbor. Feedings must be 500 feet away from residences. Portable toilets must be available, and so on.
How you doing, everybody? This is Country Shane, and I'm here to bring you the facts. 10% of America's children are hungry, and that's in the best-fed state of North Dakota. The U.S. government calculates that 29% of American children are affected by childhood hunger. This has been Country Shane bringing you the facts.
Wow, more shocking news. A rich country like the United States, should children be hungry? Of course not. Now, these statistics, you have to be so careful of statistics. What are they looking at? What actually are they measuring? And yes, the United States government did produce that number. 29% of American children are affected by childhood hunger. However, let's understand what this means. Actually, about 3% of American children are what we imagine really hungry for food. And that's a terrible number. Anywhere in the world, that number should be 0%. But in America, about 3% of children are seriously, many days they are hungry. They didn't get enough food. So why did they say 29%? Well, they're actually talking about nutrition, the value of the food. Their bodies, you know, lots of parents, they're busy, or they don't live near a supermarket. They don't have enough time. They don't have enough money. McDonald's has dollar menus for children. You can buy a meal for your child for $1. And that's cheaper than the supermarket. Supermarkets are great places to buy food, but yet it takes time. You know, you can buy rice, you can buy some meat, you can buy some beans, but it takes time to prepare a meal. And if you don't have time, if you're too busy, if you're too tired, you don't want to go home and sit in the kitchen for an hour or 2 hours preparing food. I make my own food, and I do buy, you know, regular rice and regular beans, and I buy lettuce, and I have to clean the lettuce, I have to soak the beans, I have to soak the rice and make the rice, and just doing that takes a lot of time. Then cooking takes time, and then washing dishes takes time. It's a lot of time, and that's just for me. So if you have two or three children, you have to do this every day. I understand. Parents are busy. And the supermarket in America, if you do not have a car, it's very difficult to get to the supermarket. They can be very far away. But 7-Eleven is very close. And 7-Eleven also has dollar sandwiches. You could buy a lunch, you could buy a breakfast, you could buy a dinner for about $2 at 7-Eleven. And there's no dishes to clean. You take it home, you put it in the microwave, for 1 minute, and boom, there you go. The dinners have lots of sugar, lots of salt, lots of MSG. So for the children, it tastes delicious. They're happy. But the nutrition, very low. Very low in nutrition. And after 2 hours, they got the calories. They got a lot of calories. They're getting fat, but they're empty calories. There's no nutrition in the food. The children are getting fat. 2 hours after they eat a 7-Eleven dinner, they're hungry. They can't study. They can't focus. They feel tired. They sit at home. They play Nintendo. They get fatter. They eat more. They eat snacks. They eat popcorn. It's just terrible. Yeah, so it's really easy and convenient to buy non-nutritional foods for your family. And you're really doing your family harm. But once again, I do understand, you know, especially a single parent with two or three children. You work all day. You come home. Your kids are crazy. Ah, they're yelling. They're loud. You are tired. Just put something in the microwave. Here you go, kids. Enjoy. They do enjoy. It's a terrible thing. It really is sad. It's a vicious cycle. This is reality. Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's why, you know, if you're going to be a parent, think about it. If you're going to be a mom or a dad, and this is a job, I don't know, in America, this is a job that is both mom and dad. I know in other countries, the kitchen is for the woman. I know that's the case. But in America, I'm talking about America. The kitchen is a man's place as well as a woman's place. And in America, as a parent, if you're going to be a mom and a dad, are you going to take the responsibility of feeding your children properly? That's a big thing. You think about it. Now, you might be able to survive on 7-Eleven food and McDonald's. It might taste good to you. You might be healthy. But it's not good for your kids. Come on. You know it's not good for your kids. So if you're going to be a parent, are you going to be able to be responsible for their diet? I think that's a very important question. If you are not sure if you can be responsible for your children's diet and your diet, come on, you need to be healthy, then maybe you shouldn't have kids. Maybe you should wait. I don't know. That's just my opinion. What's your opinion? It's sad stuff. 30% of American children are basically not getting the proper nutrition they need. It's not because there's not enough money at home. It's because the parents are too tired. Sometimes they're too lazy. Or sometimes they just don't know how. Or sometimes they just can't. It's physically impossible to provide proper nutrition for their kids. I don't know. It's really sad. In a country like America, this should not be a problem. How is it in your country? Let us know. Now, for this podcast, I'm going to keep it short, and I'm going to answer just one question, and I'm going to talk about something else too. So the question was about our book club. Coach Shane, I want to join the book club. What can I do? Where do I go? How do I do it? Well, now is a great time to join the book club. We have chosen our next book, and that book is called Little Princes, L-I-T-T-L-E, Princes, P-R-I-N-C-E-S, not Princess. Princes, Little Princes, One Man's Promise to Bring Home the Lost Children of Nepal, N-E-P-A-L, the country Nepal. I don't know anything about Nepal. I don't know anything about the lost children of Nepal, but it's a very good book. People really think it's a good book, and you can get this audio book for free. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Amazon is my sponsor, And if you go here, www.audibletrial, the spelling AudibleTrial, audibletrial.com/LME. That's Let's Master English, LME. You go there, and if you sign up, if you search for Little Princes, One Man's Promise to Bring Home, just type Little Princes, and the author's name is Connor Grennan, C-O-N-O-R, Connor Grennan, G-R-E-N-N-A-N. And you can get the book, and I guess it's a great book. You can get it for free. Now, normally this audiobook is $21.95. That's expensive, but that's typical. However, if you join with audibletrial.com/LME, if you join, you get this book for free. And then a month later, they're going to charge you $14.95. It's a membership. However, with that $14.95, if you pay that, you can get another book for free. So even if the book was $30, if you pay the membership, you don't have to pay extra. So you can choose a $30 book and you get that one book for your membership cost. So if you like audio books, this is an excellent opportunity. You get one book for free, and then the next books you can get at a massive discount. So I've been a member for a long time. I get two books a month for my membership cost. I love it. If you are not interested in audiobooks, don't do it. Okay, don't just go there and sign up and get a free one and never listen to it. That's a waste of their time. It's a waste of your time. It's just not cool. If you're serious, if you're thinking, yeah, one book a month, audiobooks, that sounds okay. Now, this book, I think it's about 11 hours long. I think that's what it is. So basically, every day to finish this book in 1 month, basically, you're going to need about 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day. So 20 minutes, 30 minutes a day to listen to this book every day. That's the investment. And let's be honest, an audiobook can be difficult. So you might have to listen twice. Now, I also recommend students, if you want, get the audiobook. And also, if you want, get the print book. And then you can, you know, read and listen at the same time. Excellent way to help you with your listening skill. The author himself is narrating this book, so it's, and I listen to it, it's good pronunciation. So I do recommend that you get this and join us. The book club is for free, and we have a live meeting usually every week, at least every 2 weeks, but the next book club meeting is January 8th. January 8th. So you got 2 weeks to get ready. January 8th. And the time, I think it's at 11 a.m. Los Angeles. So you're going to have to Google search that. But Los Angeles time, 11 a.m. is the official hangout. And what we do is we get together. I create some questions. And we talk about the book and we answer the questions. So this book, I'm pretty excited. Get it. Start now. Once again, the name of the book, Little Princes, P-R-I-N-C-E-S. The author, Connor Grennan, C-O-N-O-R, Grennan, G-R-E-N-N-A-N. And it's an audio book, an amazing, sad story. We'll find out. Oh, and if you want to join us, just send me an email, dailydictationmembers@gmail.com. It's great. It's easy. So it's all about children today. All about children. American children affected by hunger. These children in Nepal. And, well, if you get the book, you'll find out about the story. It's a pretty amazing, pretty sad story. So that's the book club. So right now is a great time to get involved in the book club, and I hope that you do. Okay, and there's another question about our website, www.letsmasterenglish.com. It's not working. I know it's not working, and this is my weakness. I don't know why it's not working, and I'm spending money even though it's not working. This is driving me crazy. We are trying to build a new website, and we need your help. Please help us out if you can. The best way to help us is to be a sponsor, to be a patron, and what I like to say is invest in your education. Now, here I am. I'm giving you this podcast. I hope that you're learning something from it. I have a daily podcast called Daily Easy English Expressions. We have a daily video. Once again, E-Cubed is that video. We have Coach Shane's ESL. I've got 250 lessons on youtube.com/dailydictation. We will be making more. So we've got lots of free English lessons, and we continue to make more. So if you value the lessons, if you think they're beneficial to you, then invest. This is your education, so invest in your education, and you can send that investment to me. You know, wherever you go, if you're investing in a university, if you're investing in a book, if you're investing in a language institute, it goes to somebody. So if you're enjoying my lessons, invest. And the way to do it is here, www.patreon, that's patreon.com/Coach Shane. That's CoachShane. And all it takes is a dollar a month. That's like 3.5 cents a day. And I know some of you, your kids, your college kids, you're poor. You don't have the money. I understand. That's fine. No problem. But I think a lot of people could invest a dollar, and believe me, we need it, especially now with my website being down. I don't know what to do. It's crazy. It's very frustrating. Your investment, where does the money go? Well, it goes to me. It pays for my computers. It pays for my web hosting, my podcast hosting, my software, my electricity, my internet, my equipment, my health insurance, my electricity, my internet fees. I mean, you are literally paying for all of what you see and hear. And I need that help. This is my full-time job. Lots to do. And your sponsorship, your investment means so much to me. And I promise, the bigger we get, the more I will be able to provide. Okay, it goes step by step. We need to build a website. We need to get better equipment. And my dream is to be able to hire somebody to help me. And oh my God, there's so much. Right now, I'm getting help from Miguel. Miguel is outstanding. From Santa. Santa is doing a great job. From Parmi. Parmi is doing an awesome job. And from my bookkeeper, mi madre, my mother. And she's does an awesome job. And all these people are doing it. Oh, and Max. I can't forget Max. Oh my God, Max, I'm sorry. I did not forget you. All these people are volunteering. And, you know, what can I say? I'm so privileged to have these people helping me out. But I need to be able to provide them with something for all their generous help. And I need to find somebody professional to help me with the editing and stuff like that. So that's where you guys come in. If you like the lessons, a dollar a month, that's nothing, right? A dollar a month, and it helps me out so much. And then in the future, we can make more, better videos, more lessons, different lessons, grammar, whatever, all that stuff. So yeah, if you want to join any of my premium classes, great. Let me know. Send me an email. Since my website is not working, send me an email. My email address, dailydictationmembers@gmail.com. I have speaking classes and I have listening classes. DDM, those are the listening classes. Perf, those are the speaking classes. If you want to join, send me an email. I'll send you a link to where you can get more information. And that's about it for the questions and answers. And that's about it for this podcast. Will I have another podcast before the end of the year? I hope so, but as you know, this is a very crazy busy time of the year. I will do my best, but if I don't, once again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. If you're celebrating the birth of Muhammad, I hope that that celebration is wonderful. To my Russian students and the Orthodox New Year, Happy New Year to you too. To the Asian students who celebrate the Lunar New Year, we still have some time, but I'll say Happy New Year to you too anyway. Happy holidays, everybody. If Santa's visiting, I hope he brings you something nice. Thanks a lot, and together, let's master English!